sane and real, actual. That's all. And then at a moment I said, but I see the whole of it. And not the fragments put together, but the whole movement, desire, thought, contradiction, the movement from pattern to pattern and the excuses, all the rest of it, I see it completely as a whole. Oh. And my action of seeing it as a whole is totally different from the action of thought action. Now, how does this happen?
Yes, well, again, it's not clear what you mean by how.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I shouldn't say how.
Well, see, let me just say something. See, when I was looking at it and I saw that the thought could not be made straight, you see, it seemed I couldn't describe what happened, but then at that moment I was no longer interested in trying to make thought straight, you see. And so
yes.
I felt that was seeing.
Yes, I see that. Are you saying, does thought see itself in movement and contradiction?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm saying that when there is seeing, then the whole thing no longer continues. You see, something that the thought, that this movement of contradiction does not...
Does thought see itself?
No, it does not see itself.
No.
I mean, it seems to me in some vague sense that there's a bigger movement or space.
That may be imagined by thought.
Maybe imagined, yes.
Or the scientists have said the cosmic energy, you follow?
Yeah.
All that. I don't know anything about it. All that I know is this. And listening with attention, with respect, with care, I understand the whole of it. You don't have to talk any more about it. I see the whole of it. What brought this about? If you say attention, how would you put it? Attention implies that the